Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on coloring a ghost note with modern punch and vintage soul for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. Today we're focusing on one of those tiny details that can make a whole break feel alive. A ghost note is that quiet little snare, kick, rim, or percussion hit that sits just under the main rhythm. It's subtle, but in jungle and old school D&B, subtle details are often where the magic lies. The trick is making that note audible enough to matter, while still keeping it ghostly, dusty, and tucked into the groove. We're aiming for a very specific balance here. Modern punch means the hit reads clearly on today's systems, with enough transient and body to cut through a dense break. Vintage soul means it still feels sampled, imperfect, and a little worn in, like it came off a late 90s dubplate session instead of a perfectly polished kit. And because we're in the atmosphere's mindset, we want the note to feel like part of a living drum environment, not like a dry little click floating in space. First, choose your source carefully. Start with a snare one-shot, a ghosted hit from a break, a rim shot with some body, or even a short percussion hit that has a strong mid-range character. For this style, avoid super clean, hyper-compressed samples. You want something with a bit of crack, a short decay, and ideally some natural room character. If the source already feels alive, the rest of the process becomes much easier. Now program the ghost note rhythmically. Put it in relation to your main backbeat, not in isolation. A classic move is to place it just before the snare on beat 2 or beat 4, or tuck it into the spaces between kick and snare hits to create push and swing. You can also use it as a pickup into a fill. In jungle, those tiny pre-snare details can make the groove feel like it's leaning forward or dragging back in a really musical way. Set the velocity low, but not invisible. A good ghost note velocity range is somewhere around the high teens to mid 40s. If you want a little more presence, you can push it into the 50s or low 60s, but keep your main snare much higher so the hierarchy is obvious. As a starting point, try a ghost at around 28 velocity and a main backbeat at around 108. That contrast helps the groove stay clear. Now put the note inside a drum rack so you can process it separately. This is where the sculpting happens. A solid starting chain is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, then hybrid reverb or reverg, and finally utility. That gives you control over tone, punch, density, space, and stereo width in a clean order. Start with EQ8. The goal here is to keep only the useful parts of the hit. High pass somewhere around 90 to 150 Hz to clear out low-end clutter. If the note feels thin, you can add a small boost around 180 to 250 Hz for body. If it needs more attack, add a gentle presence lift around 2 to 5 kHz. And if the top end is too sharp or too modern, low pass around 10 to 14 kHz. For old school D&B, you usually want the ghost note to live in the mid-range, not fight the kick or sub. A good starting EQ move might be a high pass at 120 Hz, a small boost around 220 Hz, a tiny presence bump around 3.2 kHz, and a low pass around 12.5 kHz. Don't just turn it up if it disappears. First ask yourself whether it needs more body, more attack, or more harmonic density. That mindset will save you a lot of trial and error. Next, bring in drum bus for modern punch. This is one of the easiest ways to give a small hit more life. Use drive modestly, maybe around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch very low. Use the transient control just a bit positive if the sample needs extra snack. Boom should usually stay off or extremely subtle here, because we're working with a ghost note, not a big floor tom. If the sample already has a strong transient, don't overdo the transient boost. Use drive for texture instead. After that, add saturator for vintage soul. This is where the note starts to feel like it came through a slightly worn piece of gear. Try soft sine or analog clip, with a few dB of drive. Keep the output controlled so you're not just making it louder. You're aiming for harmonic color, not obvious distortion. This is a great moment to remind yourself that in jungle, warmth often comes from controlled imperfection, not from heavy processing. Now add compression to glue the shape together. A fast, subtle compressor stage can help the ghost note speak in a dense breakbeat. Use an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still gets through, and set release anywhere from auto to roughly 50 to 120 milliseconds. Keep the ratio moderate, somewhere between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. You're only looking for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That little bit of control gives the note density without flattening its character. If you use glue compressor, try a 10 millisecond attack, auto release, and soft clip on if you want a little extra edge. The general idea is simple. Let the initial click through, Then compress the body just enough to make the note feel solid inside the groove. Now it's time for atmosphere. This is where the ghost note starts to feel like it belongs in a real jungle space. Use hybrid reverb or reverb, but keep it short. Think small room, early reflections, or a dark plate. Don't drown the note in wash. A decay of around 0.4 to 1.1 seconds, with a short pre-delay, usually works well. High cut the reverb so it doesn't get fizzy, and low cut it so you don't cloud the kick and bass area. For better control, put the reverb on a return track, set it to fully wet, then send the ghost note into it as needed. That way you can automate the space separately and keep the dry hit focused. A jungle style trick is to use a small room impulse or a slightly dark plate, then EQ the return, so it sits behind the drums instead of on top of them. High pass the reverb around 250 Hz, and keep the tail short enough that it feels like a room, not a cloud. If you want movement, add echo. Use it very lightly. A 1/16, 1/8, or dotted 1/16 delay can give the ghost note a rhythmic trail without cluttering the mix. Keep feedback modest and filter out the lows and highs. One of the best uses of delay here is a throw at the end of a phrase. Let the last ghost note of an 8-bar section echo into a fill or transition. That kind of detail adds depth and momentum without making the groove busy. Timing is huge here. Old school jungle does not feel robotic, and ghost notes are especially sensitive to timing. Use groove pool if you want swing from a break or MPC style feel, and try groove amounts around 20 to 55% depending on the pattern, or manually nudge notes slightly early or late. A few milliseconds can completely change the feel. Also vary the velocities. Instead of repeating the exact same ghost note every bar, alternate values like 22, 31, 27, 35. That tiny variation makes the groove breathe. If the note still feels too polite, use parallel processing. Duplicate the track or build an audio effect rack with a clean chain and a dirty chain. On the clean side, keep EQ and light compression. On the dirty side, try saturator, drum bus, auto filter, and a short reverb. Blend the dirty layer underneath the clean one at a low level. This gives you articulation and atmosphere at the same time, which is perfect for atmospheric D&B. Placement in the arrangement matters just as much as sound design. Don't just loop the ghost note forever. Use it intentionally. Add it only in certain 8-bar sections to build momentum. Increase density in the pre-drop. Strip it back in breakdowns to create contrast. Automate more reverb at the end of phrases. Change the timing or pattern every 4 or 8 bars. In jungle, those little arrangement choices are what make a drum loop feel like it's evolving rather than repeating. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make the ghost note too loud. If your ear immediately labels it as a sample, it's probably too exposed. Second, don't overprocess the transient. Too much punch, too much saturation, or too much compression can turn the note into a sharp click. Third, watch the low end of your reverb. That's a fast way to blur the kick and bass. And fourth, don't ignore timing feel. A perfectly gridlocked ghost note can sound sterile in this style. Here's a pro move for darker D&B. Try filtered parallel distortion on a return. Use saturator, auto filter in bandpass or low pass mode, a little compression, and a short hybrid reverb. That creates a shadow layer that feels heavy without taking over the mix. You can also keep the 200 to 400 Hz area intact while shaving off brittle highs. That preserves the weight and avoids harshness. Another great trick is to resample the processed ghost note to audio. Once you've got something alive, render it. Audio gives you way more flexibility for slicing, reversing, warping, and arranging. You can even cut the transient and tail apart, process them separately, and rebuild the hit with more character. That's a very jungle way to work. Let's walk through a quick practice exercise. Load a snare one shot into a drum rack and build a 4-bar ghost snare atmosphere layer. Put ghost notes just before beat 2 in bar 1, just before beat 4 in bar 2, then use two low-velocity ghosts leading into beat 4 in bar 3, and add one ghost with a delay throw in bar 4. Keep the velocities between 22 and 40. Then run the chain through EQ 8, drum bus, saturator, compressor, and utility. Send it to a return with hybrid reverb, EQ 8, and echo. Automate the send so bar 4 opens up more than the first 3 bars. Finally, resample it and compare the dry and processed versions. The challenge is to make it clearly audible on small speakers, but still feel like a background detail on headphones. And here's the big recap. A great ghost note in jungle or old school D&B is all about balance. Low velocity, tight timing, controlled transient, warm saturation, short atmosphere, and arrangement that evolves over time. In Ableton Live 12, your main tools are drum rack, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, hybrid reverb, echo, and utility. The real magic is not making the ghost note louder. It's making it feel present, feel old, and feel like it belongs in the groove. That's the jungle mindset. Tiny details, huge vibe. If you want, I can also turn this into a tighter voiceover version with shorter lines and clearer pauses for recording.